Public service announcement about the eLeaf Icon Mini. Icon Mini, yeah. Well, it might be for both. I don't know, the 80 or the 200. My fiance's Icon 200, which I reviewed last month, has fucked off about 2 weeks ago. Perhaps longer. It shit out pretty much, like I said, after I recorded the review. So mine is doing fine. I've been beating on it, using it pretty much day in and day out. Not all the time, because I've got other things that when that's charging up, I will switch. But a little bit disappointing, a little sad about it, because it's a sexy, sleek, light mod. But it has problems. The screen stopped working. Why is that important for a blind person? Well, the screen was shorting out, or something in the mod itself was shorting out and making it warm. It was hot, even when it wasn't charging or being in use. It would just be in standby on, but not being in use. And it would continue to stay warm. And the screen was completely dark, so that's no surprise. But there was no way to indicate, whether it was done charging, because it would remain hot forever and the screen wouldn't, turn on or turn off when it was done. So there was no way to tell, even in very kind of a rudimentary way, if your mod was done charging. So that's bullshit. I don't like that at all. The battery life on it started to drag because of the screen being shorted out or something in the mod itself being shorted. The actual board and firing mechanisms works fine. But I construction-wise, guys, try again. eLeaf, I don't know how many other mods are exhibiting this issue, but it is something that if you're concerned about that kind of a thing, don't buy an Icon. Get a G150 or buy a J150 from Segelli, or perhaps buy an external mod like the Aspire Speeder or the Revenger. The RX2 just came out. There's lots of other options that you don't have to use that internal fucking garbage. I think my philosophy was, or my solution, or kind of theory about this was that it's just too much stuff crammed into a little box. Too many things crammed into a small little fucking container. And when you do that, you risk the problem of heat and stuff just going wrong, because it's such small wires and you've got all sorts of shit going on in there. It could have easily caused more problems, Or the USB port could have fallen out of it. I mean, it wasn't exactly the tightest connection. Mine is not all that tight. And that mod gets so hot when it's charging that, if there's bad soldering and you pull out your cord, you could easily snap that fucker off in there. So I'm a little bit concerned about the Icons being more of a global issue, where one of them fucks up and then all of a sudden there's a batch of them where we hear all these complaints online about the screens not working or the mod continually being hot. My advice is avoid the Icon. I got lucky, but who knows how long I'll remain lucky before it actually has a fucking issue. Go with something a little more solid. Go with the Alien, go with the Speeder kit, something. But don't get the Icon, because with the Speeder, you're actually going to get a better kit as well. So that's what my fiance's using now. She's actually got the Speeder 200 with the fucking Crown 3 on it. She didn't bother with the kit because, we're still a little bit mistrustful of Aspire, not to mention it was actually $10 cheaper for the mod than it was online for the mod. Big fucking shocker there. But that was a deal that, you can't pass that up. Anyways, I'm going to take a big rip on my Valerian. I just got this yesterday on my G150 with Vape Wild 1.5 milligram sugar cookie. It's another fucking coil killer, but it's good, so I'll have a review on this coming up soon. Once I've blasted through at least half of my coils, I've got three left. This is my first one that came in the tank. These are all 0.15 ohm quad coils, big intake holes, sexy airflow, smooth, stopped on both sides like a Crown 3, smooth, easy to turn, button top fill. So it's you push a button, the top flips open, and you just fill from there. Very nice little design. Good work, UL. Something different from your TFE4 flap and cunt lips issue. Anyways, later peeps. I will fucking get to you guys later.